Tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Dalet. We are in the middle of Sif Hei. We are in the top line on page Chavav, the page following page number 50. We discussed last night about putting bread in an oven right before Shabbos, and we learned that you can't put it in the oven unless it already has at least one side that is crusted over. In certain circumstances, we discussed how you have to have both sides that are crusted over. The Mechaber now picks up on page Chavav and says, "V'imnasan osam samach l'chashecha v'lo karmu p'neihem." If you placed it in the oven close to Shabbos and it was not appropriately crusted over where it was supposed to be, so then it depends. Im b'mezid, if you did it b'mezid, so aser ad motzei Shabbos b'chdei she'yosu. Then the bread is going to be aser to be eaten until motzei Shabbos, the time it would have taken after Shabbos to bake the bread. The im b'shogeg, and if you put the bread in the oven close to Shabbos when it wasn't baked enough, so if it was by accident, im ein lo mayochal, if you had nothing else to eat, muter lo lirdos mimenu mazon shalosh seudos. Then you can... Lirdos is the way, the process in which you take off the bread from the wall of the oven. You could take off enough bread that you need for three seudos. Va'omer la'achirim she'ein lehem bayochlu, and you could tell others who have nothing to eat, bo'u uredu lachem mazon shalosh seudos. You tell them they can also come and take off three seudos worth of bread. Ukeshurode lo yirde b'marde, and when you do this removal of the bread from the wall of the oven, don't use the regular instrument that is normally used, which is called a marde. Ella besakin the kayotze bo. You should use a knife or some other kind of instrument. Shelo yase kederach sheosa b'chol. You shouldn't do it the normal way. You do it during the week with the marde. The imiyesher lirdos b'shinui. But if you can't get it off with a knife or any other kind of shinui, then yirde b'marde. Then you in fact can take off the bread with a normal instrument. The imnesana b'chdei sheyikru paneha. So till now the mechaber was discussing when you put it in, when you were not allowed to put it in. And now we discuss as if you put it in the proper way, that it was going to get to the point of having the face crusted over before Shabbos. Kevan de lo avad isura, since you did not do an iser, v'tzarech Shabbosu, and it is needed for Shabbos, roda kadako, then you can take it off the normal way. V'shelo l'tzarech hayom, but if it is not for the needs of Shabbos, aser afilu b'shinui, it will be aser to remove the bread even with a shinui. The Ramah then writes, V'cholze b'tanur she'eno tu'a petit. All these rules that we discussed in the Mechaber is only if the oven was not sealed with clay. Aval im hu tu'a petit, if it was sealed with clay, o she'eno ofer l'tzarech Shabbos, or you were not baking for the needs of Shabbos at all, rak l'motzoi Shabbos, you were baking for Malav Malka purposes, d'yesh lo zman le'afoso, in which there is plenty of time for it to bake till motzoi Shabbos, then it is mutter to leave it there. The lo gazrinon b'chiyai gavna shemiyachata. Then you could put it there before Shabbos without a problem, because we don't make a gzeira that you might come to stoke the coals. So now let's see the Mishabura beginning in Sifkatan Lamed Aleph, the second line on page Chavav. We said if you put it in too close to Shabbos and it wasn't going to be crusted over in time, so if you did it b'mezid, what do you do b'mezid? It will be aser, lirdos. It will be aser to take it off of the oven. Afilu aydei shinui, even using any kind of change. Vafilu im ein lo mayochal, even if you have nothing to eat. Vafilu im eino yehudi rido shelo midaitu, even if a goy took it off without your knowledge, aser lalechol, it is aser for you to eat it. So it's off limits during Shabbos and so little time after on Motzei Shabbos if you did it b'mezid. Sefkatan lamebez b'chdei shei asu. Hainu achila. That means to say that you have to wait kedei shiasu to eat at Motzei Shabbos. Aval haridiyah min atanur poshut umutir take up at Motzei Shabbos. But removing it from the oven, that's obvious that you would be allowed to remove it immediately after Shabbos. That's if you did it b'mezid. If you did it b'shogeg, so then we said the rule was, if you need it, you have nothing else to eat, then you could take off what you need with a shinui if possible. Says the Mishabur in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel, v'hodolo kansinon gam b'shogeg. And that which we don't put a fine on you, even if you did it b'shoge, kimo shekasu b'sivches, like we'll see in the next shir in Sivches, to lo mechalkin on shom bein shoge b'mezid, that there in Sivches we're not mechalik by a kedera, whether it was b'shoge go b'mezid. So why is it different over here? Answers the Mishabura, dekevan de'ein lo pas acher lechol. Here you have no other bread to eat. V'yefsher l'kayim mitzvah shalosh seudos b'lo pas. And you're not able to fulfill your mitzvah of three seudos on Shabbos without bread. Therefore, it's shari, it's mutter. Aval tavshil, but when it comes to a dish, ein chiyuv kolkach lechol b'shabbos, not such a chiyuv to eat a tavshil on Shabbos. Ve'ein ochanami dim ein lo dover acher lechol klal. If you mamish have nothing else to eat except for the tavshil, ki'im osu atashil b'vad shehisha b'shogeg, that you left on the stove b'shogeg in an improper way, mutter lo l'ochlo, you'll be allowed to eat it there as well. Sha'osr lis anos b'shabbos, because you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, k'mo shekosta b'simen reish pe'ches. Ulefize, according to this, that it is usher to eat it if it was done on Shabbos, the kala heter who mipnei she'ein lo pas acher le'achol, the whole heter to eat it when it was baked on Shabbos improperly, is if you have no other bread to eat, but otherwise it is usher if it baked on Shabbos, afilu betanurim shalanu, even in our ovens, she'mavur lakamon b'sev zayin, that we'll see later on in sev zayin, she'ein behem mishum radia, there is no problem in taking it off the oven, there's no radia in our ovens, gam kein usher le'estapik minapas yosem mishalos su'udos, you still can't take part of the bread that was baked be'isser more than what is necessary for the three seudos. There are a couple of notes I want to point out over here. Number one is note number 20. And that which we said, if you have no other pas to eat, v'af im yesh lo efsharos lakachas pas mi'adam acher, even though you could theoretically go to your next door neighbor and borrow some challah, Rav Nissen Kirelet says, she'tiru lo lirdos es hapas, you're still allowed to remove the bread. V'lo etzrichu oso l'ishtadah b'dover, you don't have to go out of your way and find people to borrow from, you can take it off if you need it. In note 21, he writes, "V'shir apas shehuter lirdos l'chol seuda." We said the amount for three seudos. How do you define what's the amount for a seuda? So Rav Nissen Kirelet says, "Shemikach shlo husker she'atiru lirdos pas v'shir kebeit zedafka." From that which we don't say specifically, you have to take off only an egg's worth, which was the amount that you would normally need for a seuda. V'netilas shadayim. So it's mashma shemuter lirdos pas So the mashmos is, says in this in Kirelitz, that you can take off whatever you feel you will need for the Suda. You don't have to be exacting what you need of bread for the Suda, but whatever you would want to have for the Suda, that would be okay. And then we said you have to have take off only Muslim Shalosh Seudos. There is an interesting note over here, note 22. The beginning of the note, he says, in Bo Lirdos is a pas ba boker. If you want to take off the bread on Shabbos morning, or later in the day on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, when it comes to saving food from a house that's on fire on Shabbos, even though it's true, Friday night when you have three sudas still coming ahead of you, you could save three sudas worth of food. Here also you could take off three sudas worth of bread for the upcoming three sudas. But b'shachris, if it's already the morning, lohuter l'hatzil elo mazon shtei sudos. You only have two sudos coming up, so you can only save from the fire two sudos. And over here also, l'chora, you'd only be able to remove from the oven two sudos worth of bread. U'b'mincha lohuter elo mazon suda achas. And later on in the day, when it's mincha time, you would only be allowed to take off the bread, or save from the fire the bread that is for one suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and La'amidalad mazon shalos sudos v'im b'pas echot shahotzi. If in one loaf of bread that you took out, yeshbo kidei shalos seudos, is enough bread to last you for three seudos, shuv aser lirdos. It is furthermore aser to remove any more bread once you have enough of the three seudos, even though it's one loaf. I afagav de'ein l'chol seuda kikar shalim lecha mishnah. Even though you'll be lacking lecha mishnah, still, that's not as important of a chiyuv, and therefore that would not be grounds for taking additional loaves of bread off, as long as you have enough bread to last you the three seudos. Yirda b'marda, we said if you did a b'shogeg, you can't take off three sudas, but you should use a shinui, you should use a sakin. But if you have no other thing to use, then you can use a marda. Zokta mishtabura d'ridiyah sapas lohave shvus gomer. Taking off the bread from the wall of the oven is not a real shvus, it's not a complete isid rabbanon. Elum mishum uvda d'chol aser. It's a lighter shvus, it's only asim d'rabbanon, because it's considered a weekday activity. Ulakach hecha d'yevshir l'shanos, therefore if you're not able to do a shinui, v'tzarech Shabbosu, and it's a need of Shabbos, yitziru, they allowed you to do it in the normal way. And then we said if you put the bread in the oven at a time when it would properly be baked enough that you're allowed to leave it on for Shabbos, so then we said, since you didn't do any Isser, and it's a need of Shabbos, you could take it off the normal way. Says the Mishabura, Sifkot Lamedvav, Roda Kedako, B'seif El Yiraba, Kosav Yesh Lahachmir, Ka Poskim, Desvirlu, Dafilu, Nesana, Behetar, Tzarech Lios, Haridiyah, Dafka, B'shinui. The Yiraba says that one should be Machmir, that even if you left the bread in the Heter, still when you remove it, you should remove it with a Shinui, because Lamaisa, it is Uvdu Dachol to remove it. Sifkotan Lamed Zayin is going on that which the Ramah said, that all this is discussing a Tanur that is not sealed. But if you have a Tanur that is sealed, or you have that you are baking the bread from Motzei Shabbos, then it would be okay. Says the Mishabur Lamed Zayin, Avalim Utuach, Atchilas ha-se'if koi. This is going back on the beginning of the sif. To mutter litein, that you're allowed to leave the bread there. The lo gazrinan shem yisra atit v'yachate. We're not worried you might remove the clay to open the seal of the oven and stoke the coals. V'ayim b'sif zayin heyach yisnag b'inyin haradiyah. And we'll see in sif zayin how you should be knowing in terms of removing the bread. Le'afoso. So we said that if you are doing it for Motzei Shabbos, it has plenty of time to bake, so there was no gzeira. Da'afilu below chitu yia nefahetev. If you put the bread in before Shabbos, for after Shabbos, even if you don't stoke the coals, it will bake well enough to be eaten on Motzei Shabbos. Va'ayim b'magin avram shekosav de'betanurim shalonu. When it comes to our ovens, cave in the kaim alon l'kamebis of Zion, the mutter lirdos mem b'Shabbos. Since we're going to see later on, it's of Zion that you're allowed to remove the bread from them on Shabbos. V'lechol afilu yesh lo gimel sudos al Shabbos. Even if you have enough bread for the three sudas, you're allowed to take out the bread from our ovens. So then you have a problem. Chayshinon shema yimolech lechol me'apasha betano b'Shabbos. Even though you put the bread in to have in mind to eat it on Shabbos, we're worried you might change your mind to eat it on Shabbos. And since you're allowed to take it out on Shabbos, we're worried v'yechata b'gecholim, you might stoke the coals, k'dei she'yizbashel mehera, so that it should bake quicker. In Sifkot Lamed Vav, in the Sharat Zion, he writes, v'chihechi d'chashinu l'inyan tafshu l'chadchila. The same way we're concerned when it comes to additional l'chadchila, sh'lodin lo samach l'chashecha, that you shouldn't put it very close to Shkia. Al smach she'yochlenu b'motze Shabbos. Having in mind you'll eat a motze Shabbos, the chashinu, we're worried about the same thing. Shema Yimolech Lachlo B'Shabbos V'Yachata. Word, you might change your mind to eat it on Shabbos, and you'll stoke the coals, like we will see later on in Reish and Zayin of Aleph Bago. Hachanami L'Inya Pas over here, L'Gabe Pas is the same problem. I'd like to see two Bir Alachas over here. The first one is on the top line of Chavav, Divrei Masel V'Omer La'Achirim She'en Lahem. We said that if you put it in B'Shogeg, then if you have nothing else to eat, you could take out three sudas worth of bread, and you could tell others to take out three sudas worth of bread if they need it as well. Says the Bir Alocha, Nirid Dehu Atzmo Aser Lirdos B'Shvilam. It's Masha from here that they have to do it for themselves, you can't do it for them. Af Dehem Tzrichim L'Gimel Sudos, even though they need the bread for their three sudos. Dechi Omrim Lo La'odam Chatei K'dei She'iska Chavercha. L'maisa it's Aser, whether it's a real Shvus, or it's an Uvda Dechol Shvus, L'maisa it's Aser to remove the bread. Are we going to tell you to do an Aveira and remove the bread for someone else to have three sudas on Shabbos? Ayin Shabbos Dav Dalar Amar Aleph Do Amru Ze Af L'Inyan L'Hatzias Chaveru Me'isr Melacha Daraisa. We're going to see later in the next Sif, and we learned in Shabbos that even to save your friend from doing an Isr Daraisa, we don't tell you to do a lighter Isr. Kal V'chomer Bezeh, certainly over here, we're not going to tell you to do an Isr to let someone have a mile of having his bread for his Sudas of Shabbos. You're not even preventing him to do it for an Isr. So certainly, says the Melacha, you would not be able to remove it for him. He can only remove it for himself. The next Bir Alocha is a very interesting Bir Alocha as well. And that's going on that one. The Mechaber says that if you put it in the proper time before Shabbos, that it would be Yikru Upadeh before Shabbos. Since you didn't do any Isser, and it's in need of Shabbos, you could take it off the regular way. Says the Bir Alocha, Medivra Prima Godem Mashma. From the Prima Godem, it is Mashma, the Kavanos HaShulchan Aruch Hu Dafka Gimel Sudos. That the Kavan of the Mechaber over here is Dafka three Sudos. Notice the Mechaber doesn't say that. He says, since you didn't do an Isser, and it's a Tzorich of Shabbos, but the Prima Gadam says it's Mashma, that it's only three Sudos, the Zeh Karui Tzorich Shabbos. That's called a Tzorich of Shabbos. The Ein Mukhruch Zeh B'Kavonas HaRam L'Nias Daiti. But says the Bir Alocha, that's not clear from that. That's a Kavan of the Ran, in my humble opinion, but it seems from the Ran, says the Bir Alocha, that you could take whatever you need for Shabbos, you're not limited to three Sudos. Va'od Efshir Lomar, and furthermore, it's possible to say, let's say you have other bread, but you want this bread bedafka, gamze kari tzarach Shabbos. It would seem, says the Chavetz Chaim, that this is also called a need of Shabbos. Dedafka le'el shehidvik be'isher. Because dafka, in the case above, in the beginning of the Mechaber, where you did the placing on the oven be'isher, there hisna shulchan aruch she'en lo mayochol pas acher. That's when the shulchan aruch made it tonight. You have to have no other bread in order to be matir it. But here where you did it beheter, no one said they have to have nothing to eat to do it. All we said is that tzarach of Shabbos, and therefore says the Chavetz Chaim, you're not limited to three sudas, and it could be even if you have other bread, but you want this bread, it's more geschmack, it cooked better, it's fresher, then it would be allowed to take this off as well. That is the Bir Alocha. Now let's do Sif Vav. The Mechaber says in Sif Vav, we're in the last line of page Chavav, and we're turning to page 52. V'im nesano b'Shabbos afilu b'mezid. If you put it on the oven on Shabbos, obviously that's usur. We've been handling over here when you're allowed to put it on before Shabbos. It's possibly usur even before Shabbos. Avada, it's usur to put bread in the oven on Shabbos. So if you place the bread in the Shabbos on us, on if you place the bread in the oven on Shabbos beisur, even bemezid, zakta mechaber mutter lo lirdos kodem sheyafe. You're allowed to remove it before it bakes. So you shouldn't be chayv in Issa Skila, amazed Issa Daraisa on Shabbos. So therefore, you were in a bad mood on Shabbos and you decided you don't care and you put it in the oven, amazed to bake on Shabbos, and then you decide that's not the way to go and you want to take it off. You are allowed to take it off, even though you'd be doing an Issa Darabanan in the removal of the bread, but you're saving yourself from an Issa Daraisa and Issa Skila of putting the bread in amazed on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura Sifkatan Lamites, I feel bemazed. The Hava Amina, I would have thought, Haliteo la Rosh of Yomus. Let the guy feed the guy, let the Rosh eat the food and let him die. I would have thought, too late. You did the Isser, we're going to let you die. We're going to let you chayv skila. Kamash Malon the Shari. The Machaber is teaching us, no, that you're allowed to remove it. The Kol Sheken Kish Hiddik B'Shogi the Shari. If you did it B'Mezid, you're allowed to remove it through doing an Isser D'Rabbanan. Certainly, if you only put it on B'Shogi, you'd be allowed to remove it. Kedei Shelo Yavu Lidei Isser Chatas. Because if you did it B'Shogeg, it also would be a Daraisa, it would be a Chiyav Chatas, and therefore, whether you did it B'Mezid or B'Shogeg, the Mechaber is being Mechadesh that you would be allowed to remove it. But the Mishabur says, Vaitin Sifkatan Vav, Lo, it's Mutter Lo Lirdos. It's Mutter for the one who put it on to take it off. Ratzalomar is like the Mishabura, Dafka hu ba'atzmo musr lirdos. Dafka, the one who put it on, is allowed to remove it. Aval acherim asurim lirdos b'shvilo. But others are usr. They're forbidden to remove the bread that someone else put on there. Bein kishahidnik b'meizah bein b'shogig. Whether he put it there on purpose or by accident. Afilu mi shahidnik asapas einenu b'poshi odi'uhu. Even if the one who put the bread on the oven disappeared and you can't find him, it's going to lead him to an issue that rises to the bakes. Still, you can't remove it for him. The ain omrim lo la adam. Like we pointed out before in the Be'er Halacha, we don't say to a person, asei chet kal, do a light avera, kidei shelo yavo chavercha lidei iser chamur. You do a light avera, you do an iser d'rabbanan in order to prevent your friends from being over in iser d'araisa. We don't say that. Why? Kevan shechavero posha b'mash hidbik. Since your friend was negligent in that which he stuck it on the wall. And when I realized I was bothered, what do you mean he was negligent? We said it's whether he did b'mezid or b'shogeg. So Sharet Zion says in Os Mem, this is the Magen Avraham b'shem Atosas, the gam b'shogeg is pasha, the havle lizor shaloy avalaza. Even b'shogeg, you're considered negligent because you should have been careful. Shogeg is also considered a pshia, and therefore, since he was posheya, whether it was b'mezid or b'shogeg, you don't go do a chait that is even small to help him prevent a chait that is large. Continues the Mishabura v'afilu b'tanurim shalano, even our ovens, she'ein bohem iser ridui, where there is no iser or removing bread, mitzadei b'al yiraba da'aser la'acher. It's still aser for someone else to remove the bread from the oven that he put in, even though there's no iser of ridui. Mishum da'abotzeik muktzahu, because the raw dough that was placed in the oven is muktzah. Ve'ein aroy l'tiltel, you're not going to move it. So that again would be an iser d'rabbanan. This is all talking about baking. That's when it would be an Issur Rabbanan. Aval inyan bishul. But if you put a pot of food in the oven or on the stove, it's obvious that if a person forgot or on purpose, and he left a pot near the fire, even someone else has to remove it to prevent this from coming to an Issur. Why is this better? The Besiluk HaKedera ain't kan Isser Klau. Because when you remove it, there is no Isser at all. Umemelo Yesh kan Mitzvah LaFrushe Meisura. And therefore, there's a mitzvah helping. If you have no Aveira at stake, so it's a mitzvah to help someone prevent him from doing an Aveira. Only when you have an Aveira for yourself, so don't do an Aveira to help him prevent him from a bigger Aveira. But the Shaila over here is, why is there no Aveira over here? The same way the raw dough is muksa, so what about the raw meat or the dish? So if you look at note 31, it's on the next page, all the way at the bottom. Note 31: Umash she'ein hakedera nidonis kimuktza machvas atavshel shabo she'ein mavushel karoi. Why isn't this pot considered muktza because of the dish that's in it that's not cooked? So in this Inkrelis explains mishum shebedera klal yesh bo gam macholim shekvaris bashlu ve'ein muktza. We have to assume that in the pot there are some things that are already cooked, and therefore you're moving to cook things and it's not muktzah. The host of any adds on sha'omnam, however, ba'ofen sha'tavshil ha'ikari shevikdeira lo esbashel karoi la'achila, in a scenario where the ikar dish, the main course of that dish was not cooked properly, it's not fit for achila, and in fact it is muktzah, kevan sha'kedeira nidonas kibasis ladavar ha'asr, since the pot will then be considered a basis, a base, for something that is asr, which would be the raw meat, v'asura betotel, it will be asr to move it, asr l'salka miha'esh. It would in fact be asr to remove it. So it's very important over here, and this is explaining the Mishabura, when he's being machalik between the raw dough and the dish, is because he's assuming the dish, that some things, and we see from the note, it has to be the ikr things. We assume the ikr part of the dish was already cooked, and it's not muktzah, and you're carrying the cooked thing, and therefore it's not a problem. But in a chanami, if you were to remove it right away, or it was just meat, and something takes a long time to cook, in a chanami would be the same rule of the bread, and you would not remove it to help someone else, because you're not going to be over an isra or muktzah to prevent him from an isra daraisa of bishul on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitrin, Sevkata Mem Aleph. So again, we said in the Mechaber that if you placed it on Shabbos, be'isr, even if you did it be'mezid, you are allowed to remove it before it bakes, in order to prevent yourself from an isra skila. Afilu b'mar dezakta mishabura, even with the regular instrument, which is a normal way to remove it. Umikomokom im efshar lasas b'shinui, but if you are able to do it with a knife or some other kind of shinui, kigona idei sakinu chagav na yasa, obviously it is better to do it with some other instrument if you can, but if you can't, you use the regular instrument. Akol ze davko im lo yitzarech lahashas idei ze. But that which you should try to use a shinui is only if it won't cause you to delay. Don't risk it. If you have two options, waiting a few seconds for a knife, which might make it evolve into an issa d'araisa before you get the knife, which is a shinui, or you can remove it right now with the regular instrument, better to be over the issa d'rabanan of uvda d'chol and use the regular instrument now than risk the possibility of the cooking and the baking taking place to the proper amount, which would require, which would be actually an issa d'araisa of baking, and therefore that would not be kedai to risk it. We will stop here by Siv Zion, and in Mirtz Hashem, the next year we'll pick up from here.